What up, this Joe Bell.
This your boy Grip Plies, a.k.a. David Ruffin, a.k.a. Eddie Kane.
Yeah, this your boy Alien Crab.
This is Chris Crusader from the Mighty Mighty Hollywood. What's happening, my heroes, Rupu Shouties?
It's your boy Flo.
Yo, this is Deuces.
Yo, what's up, man? Scram from Animal House, man. ATL representing.
And you're now listening to
Dent Radio.
And you're listening to Dent Radio.
That's Jada Jada. Good Jada B.
I'm chilling with Jada. This is Dent Radio.
Yo, this is Oki coming to Kaita Oga. And you're listening to Dent Radio.
Hey yo, it's Ethereal, and you can catch me rocking with Dent Radio from Atlanta to Japan, baby.
Oh yeah, and you're now listening to Dent Radio.
How you doing, my dumb? Teach how I do.
Well, how is I am, Moss? Good morning. Thank you for joining me this week on Dent Radio. I'm your host, Jada B. Yoroshiku onegaishimasu, Moss. This week on Dent Radio, we are going to do a Whitney Houston tribute. Miss Whitney Houston, rest in peace, who passed away this past week. So today on Dent Radio, we'll be playing a few of her songs. And I also have at Sharifa B, or Sharifa B, in the studio with me today. Say hello to the people.
Hi, Dent Radio. Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. And she's going to share a little bit of facts throughout the show about Whitney Houston. So tell us what you know about Whitney Houston so far. What were your favorite songs of Whitney Houston from the early 80s?
My favorite, most favorite song from her is I Want to Dance with Somebody. It's just high energy, amazing. She looked amazing, flawless. Her style at the time was so trend-setting, and she was just beautiful, and her voice at the time, nobody sang like that at all, like ever. It was unheard of, and it's just a really colorful video. It was really interesting, so that's like my favorite song ever.
Well, keep it locked right here on Dent Radio. We'll be playing Whitney Houston songs all throughout the show. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, me at Jada_B and at Sharifa B, at Sharifa B with two F's. But coming up first on Dent Radio, we have Miss Whitney Houston with I Wanna Dance Somebody from the early 80s right here on Dent Radio. Keep it locked. We'll be right back with more Whitney Houston right here on Dent Radio.
Ooh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
sins a pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my needs. A lonely place to be. And so I learned to depend on me.
Welcome back to Dent Radio. That last song we played was another one from Miss Whitney Houston with The Greatest Love of All. That was actually one of my favorite Whitney Houston songs. But before we get into the Twitter news from @Asian_Bonita and @ShannonBado, we still have Miss Sharifa B here in the studio with me, who's going to give you a little bit of facts about Whitney Houston. So what you got for us this time?
Well, actually, in the 1980s, one of the first African-American dolls that was inspired actually by Whitney Houston after performing on MTV Music Video Awards in 87.
Really? 1987?
Yeah.
So she had a Barbie doll?
Yeah.
I really didn't know.
She's like the first, that was the first Barbie doll inspired by an artist. Like,
really?
Yeah. after her appearance on the VMAs. That's crazy. Of course, they don't look like her. They never look like anybody.
Well,
but
that does kind of look like her. You guys can Wikipedia this, actually. There's a Whitney Houston Barbie doll that I had no idea about. You can see the picture on Google. It does kind of look like her, though, no?
Yeah, now looking at it, it does kind of
look like her. Just, like, really made up. Yeah. Maybe you're used to
1980s Whitney.
Yeah, okay. That's a really nice way to say it. That's what I was thinking.
1980s Whitney.
All right, stay tuned for Dent Radio. We'll have more facts for you about Miss Whitney Houston. May she rest in peace. But coming up next, we have the Twitter news for you in Nihongo, or Japanese, from Miss at Asian underscore Bonita First, followed by her Twitter news in English with at Shannon Bado. Keep it locked. We'll be right back here on Dent Radio. Here's Chi up first with your news in Japanese.
Dent Radio News, Nihongo 版です。今週はハローキティのホテルルームについてです。大阪にある阪急阪神ホテルズ、それから東京にある第一ホテル東京シーフォートはサンリオと共同で客室の装飾をハローキティでデザインしたプリンセスキティルームを、導入すると発表しました。こちら3月1日からサービス開始のようです。こちらはファンにはたまらない夢の空間で、シーツやカーテン、クッションをはじめ全てがキティ、ハローキティのオリジナルデザインで、お持ち帰り OK の5つのアメニティグッズも用意しているそうです。写真を見るとですね、本当にあの白とピンクの可愛らしい部屋なんですけれども、アメニティもあのポーチと鏡と櫛とコップと歯ブラシがハローキティのもので、これはあの持って帰っていいそうなんですね。世界中のキティファンが興奮するような夢の空間、ぜひ泊まった方がいたら、ツイッターやブログで教えてくださいね。それではデントレディオニュースでした。また来週。
Hello, Dent listeners. It's your girl, Shannon Bado, and I'm here to bring you the Twitter news of the week. The music industry has lost yet another great artist, Miss Whitney Houston herself, the diva. Now, I know you guys are probably expecting me to dedicate this week's Twitter news in her memory, but I won't. May she rest in peace. Moving on. As you know, Beyonce had her little bundle of joy, Miss Blue Ivy, and everyone took to Twitter. You know, my timelines were just going haywire, you know, saying how beautiful she was and how adorable she is and blah, blah, blah. If you ask me, she looks like a baby. So, in other news, the Grammys aired this past Sunday, and there were a lot of hits and misses. My favorite artist, Adele, took home 6 Grammys. Oh, I'm so happy for her. Well deserved. And she also put on one hell of a performance, as always. Jennifer Hudson, she also did a good job with her tribute to the late Whitney. However, I was fairly distracted by that horrible lace front wig she had on and that not so flattering dress. I don't know what she was thinking. I really need to cancel my HD services because it's killing me. I mean, it looked like she was trying to smuggle cocaine across the border. She had so many bulges coming out of that dress. If I was on that Weight Watchers program, I would be a little pissed right now, probably asking for a refund. Speaking of the worst dress, somebody decided to let Lil Wayne dress himself again. I'm not even going to go into this because I went through this on the last podcast, and clearly no one heeded my warning not to let him put on clothes without supervision. But anyway, and let's not forget about Nicki Minaj. That performance, I can't even talk about that either. Let's just say I would much rather have laser eye surgery than to watch that mess again. I mean, that I don't know what that was. I didn't even watch the whole thing. But anyway, needless to say, the Catholics are pissed. So that means that she's probably definitely going to go to hell for sure now. You know, they got some strong people over there. Anyway, that's all I have for the Grammys because I don't want to go to hell talking about this. Next year, I'm going to be nominated. I would have been nominated this year, but my album didn't drop in time. So what the hell? Y'all check me out next year. Anyway, guys, that's my Twitter news for the week. You can follow me on Twitter at SIANONBADO. And you can also check out our blogs at dent-radio.com.
All right. Thank you, Shannon Bado, for your Twitter news in English. And coming up next, we have more Whitney songs coming up for you. But before we get into that, we still have Miss at Sharifa B in the studio with us with more facts on Miss Whitney Houston. So, Sharifa, what you got?
Well, apparently she was supposed to star in an upcoming film, Sparkle, which is a 1976 remake about three sisters that were in a group, and one turned to drugs, and then the other, you know, came up, and Jordan Sparks was supposed to be in it. And
well, it is still going to happen, though, correct?
Yeah, it actually is, but they have to replace her role, and her role was Emma, so we have to see who's going to do that and if they can live up to Whitney's great film expectations, I guess. Because she's a very, very great actress.
Yeah,
so
she was
always in really good movies. She picked her movies carefully, and she always plays really good films. So it would have been really good to see her in a film currently, but so sad.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And you know what? I've also heard that they were making a Waiting to Exhale Part 2 that she was supposed to be appearing in, as well as the entire original cast from the 1995 original movie. Do you know anything about that?
I'm going to find out.
All right. So keep a lock. Sharif is going to find out for us right here on Dent Radio. But coming up next, we have Miss Whitney Houston again with My Love Is Your Love right here on Dent Radio.
If tomorrow is judgment day,
say mommy,
and I'm standing on the front line, and the Lord asks me what I did with my life, I will say I spent it with you. If I wake up in World War III, I see destruction and poverty, and I feel like I wanna go home. It's okay if you're coming with me. It's alright.
to resist being last on your list, but no other man's gonna do. So I'm saving all my love for you. It's not very easy living. Of my own, but each time I try, I just break down and cry, 'cause I'd rather be home feeling blue. So I'm saving all my love for you. You used to tell me we'd run away together. You the right to be free. You said be patient, just wait a little longer, but that's just an old fantasy. I've got to get ready, just a few minutes more. Tonight is the night for feeling alright. We'll be making love the whole night through. So I'm saving all my love. Yes, I'm saving all my love. Yes, I'm saving all my love for you.
Welcome back to Dent Radio. That last song was Saving All My Love For You, again from Miss Whitney Houston. And coming up next on Dent Radio, we have your Fatness First Report from Miss Dacia underscore Hunter with your Valentine's Day Fatness First Report. And happy Valentine's Day to all you lovers out there. This past week, Valentine's Day, so hope you guys enjoyed and celebrated. If not, maybe next year you'll get lucky. But here's Dacia with your Fatness First Report right here on Dent Radio.
Fatness First, happy Valentine's to all of our Dent Radio listeners out there. It's your girl, Dacia Hunter, straight from Tokyo, Japan. I love you guys. Thank you for always listening, keeping it locked on dent-radio.com. Now, you know I'm here with Fatness First, and I'm not going to bring you your traditional Love Week Valentine's chocolates. Let me tell you about Valentine's in Japan. It sucks because the women are supposed to buy chocolates for men, and not just the man that she loves, but all the men that she pretty much knows and works with. What kind of crap is that? There is no love in Japan. There is no love below and no love above. So let me tell you how I spent my unromantic Valentine's Day in the studio with Kojo and Zebra and our man 757s listening to beats. So what did I do? I went through to Krispy Kreme, who happens to be having a chocolate Krispy Kreme carnival for Valentine's Day. Now, I don't think this is universal. So for those of you with a Krispy Kreme where you live, I was on websites. America looked like they had something different going on. Japan, at least Tokyo, had the banging chocolate donuts. Not just the chocolate cake one with the glaze. They had the original glaze that was made with chocolate dough and chocolate glaze. Oh yes, you tell them excited because you throw them in the microwave for 8 seconds. Yum. I love chocolate. And they had the special heart-shaped ones and all that fancy stuff. So I was nice and went and bought boxes of Krispy Kreme for the fellas, since women give chocolates to men. And that's pretty much how I spent my lame Valentine's Day. But how about on the flip side, come next month, it's White Day. That was Japan's way of selling even more chocolate and more candies, because all the men who receive chocolates are supposed to buy some for the women who they receive chocolates from. So on March 14th, all the cookies and chocolates go on sale. But look, I don't want no cookies and no chocolates. If you don't give me a nice hot box, a dozen Krispy Kremes, I'm gonna be something upset. So here is to me, fatness first, and my box of donuts that I know is coming next month. Make sure you run out and pick up some of the chocolate ones if you are in Tokyo, because they're running through March 15th. And you know, I'd be happy, give me the chocolate ones back, that's fine, or I'll take the original glaze. Either way, fatness first is your girl Daisha Hunter. Keep it locked right here on Dent Radio.
Alrighty, thank you Daisha for the fatness first report. And next, really quick, is Craig in the studio with us again this week, giving you the giveaway for this week. So here's Craig announcing your giveaway.
Thank you Jada B for that wonderful, very powerful introduction. I guess it's about that time for the giveaways, you guys. This week's giveaway is once again sponsored by Avenge Apparel. This is you guys' last chance to win some dope clothing from Avenge. But now for this week's question. Our beloved Whitney Houston just died and we all miss her dearly. This is not a good month for Black History Month, I should say. But the question of the day is, can you guys tell me who actually just beat Whitney Houston's album for the longest running number one album on the Billboard chart? If you guys know the answer to that question, of course, send us the answer to dentradio@gmail.com with the giveaway as the subject field. And just in case you didn't know who was last week's giveaway winner, it was the beautiful, very stylish Takira Wells, or at Scarlet Spade on Twitter. She won a gift from Avenge Apparel or at Shop Avenge. And we are also sending you another gift, because she actually won a gift previously on Dent Radio a long time ago, when Dent Radio was actually broadcast in Japan. But unfortunately, the earthquakes happened and was unable to send her the gift basket that we was going to send to her. So on top of that, Jada is going to be sending you some other things, I believe she said as well. So be on the lookout for that. But to check out what at @Scarlet_Spade just got, as well as a link to Avenge Apparel website, check us out on dent-radio.com. And back to you, Miss Jada B.
But coming up next week, we actually are running out of time right here on Dent Radio. We still have two more Whitney songs for you before we get out of here. And Sharifa B is still right here in the studio with me. But Sharifa, do you have any last words before we get out of here?
I love you, Bobby!
Sharifa. Coming up next on Dent Radio, the last two songs for you, we have Whitney Houston with I Have Nothing and Hold On, Help Is On The Way from the 90s movies, The Preacher's Wife with Whitney Houston and Denzel Washington. Does anybody else out there remember that? That was like my favorite movie growing up. But anyway, we got to get out of here. Thank you again for tuning in this week. Rest in peace, Miss Whitney Houston. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a great and wonderful day. Remember, Rashawn Ali, she always used to say this on Hot 107.9, but this is kind of what some of y'all need right now, including myself. Just remember, positive energy equals positive vibes. So positive energy equals positive vibes. So please stay positive and hopeful for everybody else out there who may need it. That's all the time we have for you this week on Dent Radio. So please stay positive, keep smiling, be happy. That's all the time we have for you this week on Dent Radio. So until then, Matadaishu. Take my love.
need to look very much further. I don't wanna have to go where you don't follow. I won't hold it back again. This passion inside can't run from myself. There's no
don't.
changing.